You're listening to Theater of Delights, Season 6. Today's top audio stories here in the Pleasure Zone. We now continue our ongoing saga of puppy love and the cold chains of the Commonwealth. This is Massachusetts Werewolves, Episode 4. Buss me gently, Mr. Vampire.
Welcome to Dunkin' Donuts, home of Tom Brady personally and on a legal basis. What can I dunk up for you?
Hey, it's me, Marty. How you doing? I'm actually not after any food today. You may not have noticed my haggard 5 o'clock shadow, but I'm down on my luck right now. I'm looking for somebody. Shailene? She used to work here?
Shailene? She hasn't worked here since that vicious werewolf attack a few weeks back.
I heard she was in town. I thought she might seek comfort here at Dunkin' Donuts.
No, sir. There were these awful werewolves, and they dressed as clowns, and they scarred everyone here for life, so...
That's awful.
It sure is. Can I help the next in line?
Hello, yes. I would like a strawberry culata.
You get out of here, you dirty vamp.
Please, I don't want any trouble but this culata. I want to suck it.
We don't serve your kind here. Why don't you go suck a culata full of blood?
Hey, take it easy.
Yes, take it easy and sleazy, Kimosabe. Like this gentleman said. Hold on as I look directly at his face. Is that Marty?
Nikolai?
I should have known you were a vamp lover. Both of you out, right now. Out of this Mass Ave Dunkin' Donuts next to the Greater Boston Habitat for Humanity and across the street from Wally's Cafe Jazz Club.
Hey, we're going.
Yes, both of us are going. Here we are on Mass Ave. Say, want to spark up a run-of-the-mill cigarette?
Look, I don't want any trouble.
Here, spark this cigarette with me. Spark it and chief it. That's a good cigarette.
I thought you were dead, Nikolai.
Undead, maybe. No, I joke around, but your father really wounded me with that sword and guns.
He cut your arms off and shot you 500 times.
And I totally understand why he did that. But I am a vampire, so that was perfectly fine.
Must be nice, huh? Being an eternal thrall of the Infernal Legion, I mean.
Marty, please pardon my rudeness, but I must slap you now.
Ow, a slap!
If only you knew the discrimination I face in Boston. The prejudice against the entire vampire community.
Come on, you vamps don't got it so bad.
I can't order at Dunkin' Donuts. My horse-drawn carriage is always getting pulled over. And our schools, Marty... They are so underfunded, the vampire children turn to undead lives of crime.
Hey, I think all the kids in Wolfsboro know a thing or two about that. The werewolf neighborhood where I'm from.
Then you know it is not right. This town may be full of beans, but it is also full of injustice.
I hear that, brother. You know, you may have tried to knock me off for the Green Monster, but you're not such a bad guy.
In this life, you are either a bat or the delicious banana eaten by aforementioned bat. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have things to do before the trial.
Trial? What trial?
The busing trial, of course. The federal government is trying to bus the vampire children to better schools to overcome segregation and redlining.
I get it. Redlining. Red like a human's blood.
But Big Joe Biden will not let them. He hates busing in all its forms.
Well, that's complicated.
The children want to learn, Marty. Can you not see as I cry my vampire tears?
It's all right, buddy.
No! You do not understand! You have never seen the troubled vampire youth at the youth center. Do not look at my tears. You cannot understand them.
Well, I'm looking at them. I'm like 2 feet away from you.
Peace! Do not behold them! I swish my cape at you. I must go now to my many errands.
Nikolai, wait! Don't get in your horse-drawn carriage! Nikolai! Clopping away. Thinking vampires have it so bad? I have it bad. I gotta look all over town for this girl I scared.
Welcome to the Vampire Youth Center / Ice Rink. Several hours later, please deposit your wayward child in the rear.
Hey, sorry, I'm not a vampire. I'm looking for a woman all day. Her name is Shailene.
Sorry, pal, can't help you. And here it's just a squalid offspring of a doomed race playing hockey and figure skating.
Great. This was pretty much the last building in the whole town I haven't checked for Shailene.
Vladimir, put down Shaloshny's hockey puck. You can't pick it up with your hands. This is me, Shailene, saying that. I work here.
Wait a minute. That's Shailene.
Oh, Shailene. I thought you said Gaylene. And I was like, this guy is gay.
Shut up, you. I'm walking onto the ice rink among the troubled youth. Shailene!
Oh, no. You stay away from me.
Shailene, wait. I can explain.
You get away from me, you werewolf.
Shailene, is this gay guy bothering you?
Shailene, I swear I'm not gay.
You're a vicious werewolf and a liar. And you tried to kill me even though I'm a good person who volunteers at the vampire shelter.
I'm a vampire child. Get away from Shailene, please.
Sorry, vampire child. You can't suck the blood out of my hat because it's full of love for this woman.
Don't you say that.
You're going to tell me you don't want to be my fisherman's wife? You're going to tell me that wasn't real?
I can never forgive you for what you've done.
I've called the cops, Shailene. And by cops, I mean local vampire militia, because we can't trust the police in our hard-pressed vampire community.
Come back to Gloucester with me. I want to be a fisherman again. I want to kill the last sperm whale with a bomb.
The kids need me. This town needs me. Maybe if you understood their plight, I could love you again.
Shailene.
Not that that would ever happen, you werewolf. Come on, children, hiss at him. Hiss this man.
I do understand their plight. I'm leaving to go to the big busing trial across town right now. And I won't leave until these terrifying children have their rights.
Werewolf, like you could never understand what it's like to be a vampire, even though I'm not either one of those things. Hiss!
I'll show you, Shailene. These kids are going on a bus to a rich school 45 minutes away. I swear it as I'm walking out the door.
He's where he's in it, too. He's. He's.
This is the judge. Order in the court. The state of Massachusetts continues this, the final hearing on vampire busing. Allow me one moment to drone on about some legal stuff.
Hey, excuse me, it's me, Marty. I'm looking for a seat in the ally section on the vampire side. Excuse me.
Marty, you came to the big trial.
That's right, Nikolai. Wherever there's injustice, it's up to free citizens like you or I to see it dispatched.
You are a good man, Marty. I'm sorry I tried to kill you in exchange for social standing with the Green Monster. Please, sit next to me in this seat I put my cape on. I like to have a lot of space.
I think I will, Nikolai, even though I'm a werewolf. And now time to watch this trial. Denied.
And that's why when you use a public restroom, you always bring your own spray. Now, I think we could all agree the human side of this court case has been wiping the floor with the vampire side so far.
I want to learn!
Quiet, undead scum. As I was saying, the final nail in the coffin, so to speak.
Boo!
Whoever is booing, I will imprison you on a ship. This is a court of law! Now, we are very lucky to have our final remarks in this trial carried out by the President of the United States. With no further ado, testifying against the federal government, everyone put your hands together for Joseph Robinette Biden.
Thank you, Mr. Judge, for having me on the Wampere case. It's me, Joe Biden. Oh, why don't you go suck the blood out of a Jimmy John, you Philly servants of the devil? Go to hell where you belong. Now, why are we here today? Well, I know why. When I was a kid, used to be able to get a strawberry milkshake from the milkman. A lot of folks don't remember there used to be a milkman, but I do. He carried big glasses of milk to every doorstep. He'd say, "You want this? You better take this milk from me. You purchase milk and you better take it." Well, if you knew him, like I did, he'd make a strawberry milkshake. You just had to do the milkman a favor. So one day I says, "Strawberry Dan," that was what we called him. I says, "Strawberry Dan, how about you start getting at it, and I want that." I want that strawberry milkshake. So Strawberry Dan, he takes out his pocket watch. Back then, everybody had a pocket watch, so they could use it as a mirror if they saw a sweetheart walking toward them across the parking lot of the Maltenberger location, or rollerblading towards them. As too often back then, you know the employees would have to wear rollerblades. So if your sweetie was working at the malt store, she'd be skating, and they didn't want to do that, but it's what they did. Their manager would grab them by the shoulders and shake them and tell them, "You're going to skate. You're going to skate." Now, I'm sorry, we're talking about Strawberry Dan.
This is a court case on busing vampires in the inner city to suburban schools in Boston.
You had to do him a favor. So he takes out his pocket watch and... the pocket watch. He said, "You know what this is for? You know, if some pale face is about to bite me in the damn neck, is what it's for." And I was shocked back then. My jaw dropped. But he was right, man. Strawberry Dan, he knew what he was talking about.
Thank you, Mr. President.
A vampire can't have a friend. They'll sooner turn you over to the blood bank and bite you than take you to the normal bank. So I know the federal government is pushing his communist busing agenda, but I'm against it. If there's one vampire friend in the whole crowd, I'll take it back. We'll do the gay busing if there's one in the whole crowd.
Mr. President, that is not how it works.
Shut up, Blackjack. Go put another robe on, man. One vampire friend in the whole crowd.
This is your chance, Nikolai. Raise your hand.
I can't. I'm held in awe by the power of the office.
You gotta say something.
This whole crowd is too scared, Marty. They're too scared to do that.
Well, I'm raising my hand. Me, Marty, a vampire friend.
What the hell? Get up here. Get up here, Mac.
You know what, Mr. President? I will.
You and the crowd, shut the hell up. Shut up. Dang. Now, what are you thinking, Slim?
Thank you, Mr. President. I am proud to call myself a friend of the entire vampire community.
What the what?
You see, I'm from an underserved community myself. The werewolf community of Wolfsboro.
Yes.
That's right, Wolfsboro. And I'm proud of it.
Well, you're a criminal, though, aren't you?
Mr. President, I am a career criminal.
Okay, yeah.
And although I am a career criminal, I learned something recently. This vampire I knew, I thought we were friends. And he tried to have me killed.
That's me!
But before that, society tried to have both of us killed by slashing our education budgets, leaving us no option but the hard road of crime. So I forgive him now, and I think it's time the state of Massachusetts make a change and let these vampire kids learn.
Well, call me the milkman, man, because you just did all of us a favor.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Time for me to make your strawberry milkshake. Give me that gavel.
Mr. President, this is my gavel.
I'm taking it and I'm slamming it down.
Okay, fine.
I'm the president. We're doing werewolf busting, vampire busting in Anderson. And it won't be a problem how early the kids have to wake up to get to the bus because they're vampires and they're already awake.
Marty, you did it! We did it, Nikolai! We all did it for America!
In a win for werewolves and vampires everywhere, Marty McHale has warmed the president's heart and reversed his stance on integrated busing. Now, all we can do is wait to see if love wins after all on this season of Theater of Delights.